Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming. With the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours, Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? And I am so ready for this show. We have a big, big, super awesome show. We're doing some best nude scenes of 1998. And Mr. Skin, I cannot wait, because this is right when I started to look at nudity a little bit differently.
Yeah, I know, because sometimes I do these top 10 lists and you're like, oh my God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is when it was like shifting for me. I was like, oh, what is all this? Ooh, what's this
tingling remembers
sensation?
1998. Yeah, you remember 1998, which is pretty wild. So that's cool. And what I did is I went back and looked at MrSkin.com and kind of looked at what I thought were the, say, 20, 25 best nude scenes of that year, and then I ranked them 10 through 1. For the sake of this podcast, I can't do 25, but I think the best 10 from a year is plenty. And what I always do when I do these special podcasts is to set you in the mood for the time and the place, is give you some 1998 facts to kind of put us all back. Take us back to 1998. So, okay, a couple things. So, Bill Clinton, that was when he was president. He said, I did not have sex with that woman.
I think we all remember that.
Yeah. Monica Lewinsky. Then he gets impeached and then acquitted. But what I forgot about when I was researching 1998, this is when kind of online news really started to take off, because there was this the website The Drudge Report. They broke the Clinton Lewinsky scandal.
That's right.
I guess Newsweek tried to bury it, and The Drudge Report posted it, and they became a major force in politics, and I guess still are today, which is pretty crazy. And that was 1998, amazing. And then other funny things that when I was looking up 1998, that's when George Michael was in a, do you remember when he was in the public, he was in a men's room and he performed a lewd act at a Beverly Hills park. Does that ring a bell?
That rings a bell.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving this. Keep taking me back.
Do you remember what his lewd act was? I remember it was in a men's room.
Hole?
I think he had to be jerk enough. Do you know this park in Beverly Hills, Andrea?
I gotta look up the story again. What was it?
George Michael lewd act, public men's room, Beverly Hills. I guess he from what I remember, he solicited an undercover officer.
Okay.
It's supposed to be it's off a little Santa Monica Boulevard. I don't know if that helps.
Oh, but I know right where that is, though. Yeah, totally. At the time, I didn't, because I didn't drive yet. But I know right where that is.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, that happened in 1998. Famous deaths from that year. Frank Sinatra, Tammy Wynette. Sonny Bono died that year.
That was a ski accident, right?
Yeah, and then Phil Hartman, which still is a bummer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sonny Bono hit a tree, but Phil Hartman, his wife, killed him. That was bad.
That's crazy.
Some movies from 1998, Saving Private Ryan, and then
huge.
I know the next year in porn was Shaving Ryan's Privates. Shakespeare in Love came out that year. I'll be talking about that on my list.
Nice.
The Big Lebowski. There's Something About Mary, which I always watch a few minutes of when I see it on cable television, even to this day.
We
I love that movie.
We all do, don't we?
Yeah. I love that. The Truman Show came out in 1998, American History 10, Armageddon, Rushmore, all were from 1998, which is pretty cool. Adam Sandler broke out that year with The Wedding Singer and The Waterboy. He was just like a SNL guy, and he became a superstar in 1998. Some shows from that year that debuted, Dawson's Creek, Felicity, Charmed, Will and Grace, That 70s Show, The King of Queens, They Were All New, and a show that ended in 1998, Seinfeld, aired their last episode. I remember that was a big day, May 14th, 1998, when Seinfeld did its finale. There's a lot of people bitching and moaning about how they wrapped it up, which happens a lot. It's hard to
They would have been criticized no matter what they did, right? So
yeah, it's like The Sopranos. A lot of people are pissed how The Sopranos ended. But Seinfeld, the final episode aired in 1998. Big songs. I was just listening to this. My son, who's 13, has become a big Goo Goo Dolls fan, and he loves Iris, the song. So we were just driving down for a baseball tourney, and he was playing me his 90s playlist, which is actually really cool.
Oh, I love that.
When you have kids that discover music that you love from your era, and it's all new to them, and they can tell it's awesome, and they become fans of it. So anyway,
yeah, 90s music was the best, though. I gotta say, I mean, there's things I love about every genre, but I always go back to the 90s, and maybe it's because I was a kid in the 90s, but I just think that music is so good.
I know. I was telling him, I said, I still think the 70s overall had the best music, but I truly think, though, the 60s,
actually, the 70s
was good. 70s and 60s is so good, but. And my wife always gets pissed because she thinks the 80s was good. I'm like, there is no comparison to the 90s and the
Sorry,
80s in music.
Skin.
Like, she is so wrong. So anyway, luckily she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say that. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that song came out. Spice Girls were the big fad that year. Rent debuted on Broadway.
Oh, my God. You're taking me way back. I'm totally being transported. This is awesome.
Yeah, that was the... The Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, you know, big home run. Yeah, screw them and steroids. I can't stand that. And then, so that was 1998. One last thing I always like to tell you. The median, average salary in 1998, 39 grand. Not too bad. Price of a new home, $182,000. This still blows my mind. Price of a gallon of gas, $1.06.
Where? I don't remember ever. I remember it being that low when I was a small child. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not 13, 14, 15 years old.
Well, anyway, it's how times have changed in 21 years. But
right.
Anyway, all right. So,
take
Andrea, now I'm going to count down careful research of this, so I'm very happy with this. There were, you know, not every nude scene that I wanted to, I could, you know, I had to narrow it down to 10, but let me just give you my 10 favorites from 1998. Let me start with number 10, Lara Flynn Boyle in a movie called Susan's Plans, the scene especially at the 23-minute mark. Now, she was best known from about 8 or 9 years earlier. She was Donna Hayward on Twin Peaks. She was on The Practice. She did a couple of really good nude scenes in 1994, Threesome, Past Tense, and The Road to Wellville. But in this Susan's Plan, it's like it's dark comedy. It was directed by John Landis, who did Animal House and Trading Places, so he's a legend. And anyway, she co-stars in this movie as a former prostitute who gets talked into seducing Thomas Hayden, this rich doctor, and they have this screaming doggy style sex scene, which is, it's so weird to see Lara Flynn Boyle getting doggy styled in the scene. Now, I will say it's quick, which dropped it down, but it's so hot. But look at her. She is on her knees. She was, remember, she dated Jack Nicholson for a long time, so you can picture Jack Nicholson back there. And I gotta tell you,
I'd rather not.
She's on her knees getting banged. Because it's Lara Flynn Boyle, it made it extra hot, but I love this nude scene. It's number 10 on my best of 1998.
You know, I used to be such a big fan of hers, you know, before she kind of augmented her appearance so much, but she had such a gorgeous, natural, classic beauty look to her.
Yes.
I had no idea. I've never seen this before till right now. I had no idea she had such perfect, perky boobs.
They're sexy.
Amazing.
She was always a little on the skinny side, but
super skinny.
Yeah, but boy, that scene where the guy's behind her, is really hot, where she's getting it from behind because he's completely nude and she's completely nude. It's just a really hot scene.
So. Yeah, it's super sexy. I'm all about this, and I'm pleased that I never had seen this before. So thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, another one on our list, my number nine top 10 nude scenes of 1998 is Kate Winslet in a movie called Hideous Kinky.
Okay.
And she's, you know, guaranteed Mr. Skin Hall of Famer. She's been naked 13 times. Obviously, some of the, you know, some of her movies, Titanic being some of the biggest movies of all time. And so she does Titanic, does that incredible nude scene. This was the first nude scene after that great nude scene in Titanic. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you'd think like the name of the movie, it's this wild sex film, but it's not. She plays this a hippie mom raising two daughters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, not what I would have expected from that title at all.
Yeah. So in the 15-minute mark, she's having sex with this local guy she meets on a trip to Morocco, and it's just a sexy scene. She's she's a mom with two kids and meets some guy and you see her breasts, and I just love this scene. Plus it's Kate Winslet, who has an amazing rack, and that's number nine on my best
now,
nude scenes of 1998.
Skin, are my eyes deceiving me, or does Kate Winslet have hairy pits in the sex scene with the local?
Yes. Okay. She's a hippie.
She's a hippie super chick. Hippie.
I did not penalize for the hairy pit.
You can't penalize with titties like that.
No, not with breasts like that. I was concentrating on the breasts, not the pits. So,
but interesting. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was just some dark shadows or if that was accurate.
No.
All right.
No, you were right. I'm very impressed that you noticed that. But obviously, you take your prep seriously. You really analyze the nude scenes.
I get a deep skin.
All right. So on my best nude scenes of 1998, we heard number 10 and number 9. So number 8 is Paulina Poroskova in a movie called Thursday.
Ooh,
and, yeah, she was one of the first true supermodels of the 80s. And she was very popular because of being married to Rick Ocasek, the lead singer of the Cars. I'm trying to remember. She was still married to him when she did this movie, which made it extra hot. But I don't even know if they ever got... I think they were separated when they made the movie. I'm not even sure of the whole thing. And they may still be together. I'm not even positive. They were going through something at the time.
Okay.
But she was the one where... So nobody would say Rick Ocasek was like the best looking guy. So there's always been... She's one of those models or whatever that ends up with a guy that makes all these guys that are not good looking think they have the possibility of hooking up with a supermodel. So anyway.
Oh, she's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. This movie Thursday is the first time she intentionally got naked on a movie screen. She did have a nip slip in a movie called Her Alibi, but she did this great nude scene in this movie. It's kind of like a sick humored crime thriller, kind of like a Quentin Tarantino type movie. But yeah, she plays a criminal who believes. So, do you recognize the guy that she has? She's topless, that she has her hand around his throat. You know him.
I know him, but I don't know how I know him.
Thomas Jane from Kung. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? He was a young Thomas Jane, and she's on I'm pretty sure she was on roller skates in that scene, and
that's hot.
It's so funny because he looks so different, but it's so sexy. She's completely nude right in front of him, and she plays a criminal who believes Thomas Jane is holding out drugs and money on her. She ties him to a chair and says she's going to kill him, but then she decides she wants to have sex with him first. She strips naked, blows him until he's hard, then hops on top of his erect penis and has tons of orgasms. It's a super hot scene, and then something happens. I don't want to give away here, but and a supermodel strips, ties you up, strips naked, and blows you
fantasy.
And fucks you. I know. It is such a hot scene, and it's number 8 of my best nude scenes in 1998.
Right,
you definitely want to see it.
I'm loving where this list is going. These are really kind of obscure movies to me, and I'm really happy about this. I like everything. Yeah.
So, number 7 probably is the actress on my list that you'll be probably the least familiar with, but she's pretty famous internationally. Her name's Asia Argento. I always call her Asia, but it's Asia. She's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame, Andrew. She's been naked numerous times, many full frontals. She's the daughter of this Italian horror director named Dario Argento. He's most famous for the original Suspiria from 1977. And, she's done some really incredible nude scenes, including this scene in a movie called Bee Monkey.
Okay.
From 1998. She's bisexual in real life. She's really an interesting woman. She always plays these, like, highly like aggressive, highly sexual women, and but again, not in huge movies, Andrea, that you would probably be familiar with. In fact, this Bee Monkey was a low budget thriller about this male kindergarten teacher who falls for her, and you know, because she's a wild woman and spices up her life. But would you please look at some of the greatest breasts you're ever going to see? I mean, are those not stupendous?
They're amazing. They're fantastic. And, you know, a lot
and
of times...
Real.
Yeah, though they're real. A lot of times when it's like, oh, she's a famous director's daughter, I'm just thinking, oh, nepotism, blah, 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 blah. But who cares? This is nepotism, and I'm loving it. These boobs are fantastic. And I'm wondering if those tattoos on her are real or if they're... kind of props for the movie, but she's she has a real wild child, dirty, naughty girl type of vibe, and I'm loving it.
I have great news for you. They are real.
They are.
Yeah, they were in other movies. Yeah.
Wow.
How cool that like angel coming out of her pubes and stuff.
Yeah. Awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
No, so she's a bad girl then, and I'm loving that. And we get to see some burger shots. We get to see some frontal muff. I mean, she's not shy. I'm giving Asya props.
And she's done some really other great movies for
Mad
nudity
props.
And we're big fans, so that's number 8 on my list of the best number 7 on my list of the best nude scenes of 1998, and those tattoos are real, as are her tattoos. And remember, you might remember when that Harvey Weinstein scandal broke, she stood up and said that he had been doing a lot of bad things to her and intentionally stalked her, or stalled her career, I should say. And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And another thing she's famous for, she was dating Anthony Bourdain when he committed suicide.
That's her?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. She's all up in that crazy mix of just bizarre happenings.
But interesting, very interesting actress and beautiful. And number 7 on my list of the best nude scenes of 1998.
Right on.
So, Number 6 is Rachel Weisz, who is also a mistress. Yeah,
faves.
I love her.
Yeah. She can do no wrong in my eyes. I'm such a huge fan of hers.
Oh, good, because I guess her big breakout role was probably in Bernardo Bertolucci's film Stealing Beauty with Liv Tyler, who did a famous nude scene in that. Rachel Weisz was also nude in that. But in this movie, I Want You, this is number 6 on my list. Andrew, I'm a big fan of wearing a bra and nothing else where you're showing bush. It's just a sexy thing. In this movie, I Want You, it's a psychosexual thriller. There's some kinky twists. And she plays a woman in this seaside English town whose ex-boyfriend will do anything to get back with her. And she's the object of this... teenage boy that he has like an obsession with her and he can't talk. But he secretly records the conversations of everyone in town. It's a weird movie, but this scene at the hour and 13 minute mark is so hot, where, she's in just a bra with like a shirt over it, but open with the buttons all open and full bush. It's a super hot scene. It's my favorite Rachel Weisz, and she's been naked, like I said, 11 times. This is my favorite Rachel Weisz nude scene of all time.
Well, that's saying a lot coming from you. And I'm also a big fan of the naked from the bottom only. Super hot. And she has incredible boobs. I mean, they're amazing. Her skin is so fair and milky, creamy. I love that raven hair on the fair skin. It's so hot.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So I love that scene, and like I said, it's my favorite Rachel Weisz. So, Andrea, we're down to the final 5 from 1998, and let me go with number 5 here is from the movie Shakespeare in Love. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. And when people ask me, and I get this a lot, you know, has Gwyneth Paltrow ever been naked, or what's her best movie for nudity? I always say Shakespeare in Love, because not only that, she actually won a Best Actress Academy Award. Remember, she beat out Kate Blanchett and Emily Watson that year. And, you know, she's been naked a few times, probably like 7 or 8 times. But to me, the scene at the 53-minute mark, you know, Romeo and Juliet, Joseph Fiennes or whatever, where they hook up, is for her level of celebrity, she won an Oscar. And it's a really hot, sexy scene, and she looks so good. This is why I have it at number 5 on the best nude scenes of the 1998.
And I remember this was a big deal when I was a young kid. Everyone wanted to go see this movie in theaters because it was the biggest movie of all time that year. But also, we knew we were going to see Gwyneth naked, and it was a big deal. Yeah, I was like, everyone wanted to take their like boyfriend or girlfriend to see Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah, no, it's really a great nude scene, and you know, like I said, when you win an Academy Award and do a nude scene, that always gives it extra oomph on my list. So, and she looks fantastic. You don't want to miss that. So, anyway, that's number 5. So number 4, it's funny. CP pointed out to me that when I did my best nude scenes in 1999, I had this in there. But I said, I don't care. I love it so much. It could be in both. Because some of these
double
movies
winner.
Will be... Well, they'll be made in a certain year, but released in another year. And it's like, sometimes it's hard to kind of pigeonhole what year is a movie officially from. But number 4 is Hudson Leak in a movie called Something About Sex.
And, okay.
She is best known. She was Callisto on Xena Warrior Princess and Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. I know she had a brief role on Melrose Place for a while, but my gosh, she is so freaking hot. And she did this movie, Something About Sex, in 1998. And one of the reasons I love it so much is how realistic this sex scene is, like the sweat and the bouncing and everything. But here's a big question I have for you, Andrea.
Yes.
Real or fake?
I was going to say real, but now that you're posing it as a question, are my eyes deceiving me? I mean, they look real to me.
They're either the greatest breasts ever in the history of breasts, or they're incredible fakes. So either way, you're a winner. But I've master debated this many times. It's hard to tell. I'm leaning towards fake because they're so perfect. But
the
they
slow
could be real.
You know, if she got a really good half under, half over teardrop shape, because the underboob is so big and full that they look totally fake. But the swoop on top does not
have that fake protrusion. You don't see swoops on real breasts too often, right?
Right.
I mean, on fake breasts, right.
So, I mean, I'd have to see this scene not as like still images. I'd have to see them in action and see how they actually bounce. But if you say they're
that
real,
that could be arranged.
I'm saying
I'm leaning towards fake because they're so incredible.
I think they could be real. I think this is what they emulate fake boobs after. Right.
Yeah. Well,
but either way, I'll take them. Either way, I'll take them. Any titties of hers covered in sweat are good in my book, no matter what the origin is.
I can tell the sweat's real.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was Hudson Leak and Something About Sex from either 1998 or 1999, depending on what list Mr. Skin myself puts out. So anyway, that's number 4 on my best nude scenes in 1998. And by the way, one of my favorite sex scenes ever is this sex scene from Something About Sex, just because of how not only because she's so gorgeous and how great her breasts are, but just how realistic the banging is. And
yeah.
It looks like she really truly is getting banged, which is really cool. The number 3 on my list is a nude scene that I'll always remember because it was just around the next year I launched MrSkin.com. So this was I was doing a lot of like fact gathering for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese Witherspoon, who was an unknown actress at the time, in fact, I'm pretty sure she was a sophomore in college and just somehow got into this movie Twilight with Paul Newman. And, you know, obviously now she's a big star. She's on Big Little Lies on HBO. But Twilight starts out the way I think every episode of Big Little Lies should. And that's with Reese Witherspoon walking around topless. Reese's piece has never looked better. Again, like, she wasn't famous, but there's that old Gilbert nudity thing that I talked to you about, Gilbert Gottfried, where he came up with the thing where when you're nude, but just like doing mundane things, like
right.
She's just walking around a motel room, going through drawers and stuff topless. And there's just something super sexy. Now, at the time, she was unknown, but now going back and knowing who she is and has become a great actress and a big star, it's so awesome to see Reese Witherspoon topless. And it happens in the first 2 minutes of this 1998 movie, Twilight. And I just love, love, love that scene.
Yeah, I didn't even know what she looked like naked at this time in her life. And what a pleasant surprise. And she has, you know, yeah, pretty great sizable breasts. Little boobies yeah. for how tiny of a woman she is.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, a little natural cutie. Love her.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got a lot of mileage out of the Reese's Pieces stuff back in the day. So that's number three. Now we're down to the final two, the best nude scenes of 1998. And I don't think we're going to have much argument with these last two because they're both iconic and both famous and you know them well. And let me go with number two here is Neve Campbell and Denise Richards, the great menage a trois scene in Wild Things at the 57 minute mark.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the most iconic nude scenes from that time. For any guy who grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s, seeing Wild Things was one of the kind of major coming of age moments, pun intended there. And, and remember, at the time, she was a pretty big star from the wholesome Fox series Party of Five.
I used to love that show. Absolutely.
But think about it, but that's like, you got to like look back, like, you know, at the time for her to be on Party of Five and then do this scene, even though she technically wasn't nude, it was Denise Richards, it was still like, I mean, she's licking, you know, they're Matt Dillon, they're all licking champagne off each other, pouring it on. I mean, it was very, very
the pool graphic. Shot, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my God,
the
yeah,
makeout was so hot. I mean, I think everyone in their mind can vividly recall that scene. The blue light, you know, the way that the moonlight was reflecting off their skin, the wet dripping hair. I mean, just so freaking sexy. Yeah, not to mention the threesome. Totally.
Yeah, it's like, it's a very wild scene. You get the champagne. It's kind of ridiculous, but you kind of have to take it seriously, too. It's like really amazing.
I took it very seriously.
Denise Richards, remember, she wasn't super well known, but she had been on Seinfeld. She played the teenage daughter of this TV executive, and George Costanza gets caught staring at her cleavage. That was Denise Richards in Seinfeld, which, you know, at the time you didn't know who she was,
wow.
So you might have forgot that, but it's pretty cool. But yeah, it's what's also is hot about this is they're playing Neve Campbell, Denise Richards play teenagers, and they have this plan to seduce Matt Dillon. He's a high school guidance counselor, and it's just like, you know, for like blackmail and revenge and all that. And it's really amazing. They did a cool thing too. They did an unrated version of this movie where there's an extra scene of Neve and Denise making out in the pool, and we get to see more boob from Denise Richards. So
excellent.
It's really good. If you do want to see Neve Campbell naked, you know, again, she does not get naked in this infamous scene, but she did a movie called I Really Hate My Job about 10 years later after this came out, in which she strips down completely naked as a waitress in a crowded restaurant. I love that nude scene because it's nude in public and she gets completely naked, and it's awesome. So she has been naked, just not in this scene. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and as a side note, you do get to see Kevin Bacon's bacon bits when he gets out of the shower and that.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot going on in the movie Wild Things. And, this is, in my opinion, the greatest menage a trois scene as far as celebrity star power hotness, all things equal. I still think this is the greatest menage scene of all time. So that was number two on my list. But as great as that was, it wasn't number one, Andrea.
And what would number one be, Skin?
Another iconic one. It's the great Angelina Jolie and her groundbreaking, incredible Gia nude scene at the 29-minute mark walking down the hallway.
Yes!
It wasn't her nude debut, but it was the movie where everyone said, like, not a star is born, a naked star is born. This was legendary because this Gia aired, it aired in on HBO and then they put it out on DVD in 1998. It's really an HBO movie, but
okay.
listen, of all the great nude scenes, I think she's been naked 14 times in her career. This is, in my opinion, her best nude scene, and she's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame for an incredible career nudity. But this scene where she walks down the hallway is so freaking hot, because Elizabeth... So Angelina Jolie plays this bisexual supermodel named Gia Carangi from the 70s, who lived this wild life of sex and drugs in the late 70s and early 80s, and died of AIDS in 1986. So it's not a happy story, but it is so freaking sexy. And the scene with Elizabeth Mitchell, who co-stars in the movie, you know Elizabeth Mitchell well from Lost and other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was also in the Santa Claus movies. She gets her and Angelina Jolie also have this hot girl scene. It's the only time Elizabeth Mitchell did nudity also. So really a great movie for nudity. It's iconic. It's Angelina Jolie's best nude scene, and it's my number one nude scene of 1998. I'm talking about the scene where the morning after they hook up, Elizabeth Mitchell leaves and Angelina Jolie walks down the hallway completely naked, breasts out, butt out. Just an amazing scene. It's my number one nude scene of 1998.
There's nothing better than this scene from Angelina. And you are right. Number one, absolutely. The natural light pouring in on her hot, hot, hot naked body, front and back. She has the JBF hair, which means just been fucked. You know, that wild hair.
Yeah.
You know, her makeup all under her eyes. Like, she's just hungry for more. And yeah, not the happiest story, but what a wild story. And makes me want to watch this movie all over again.
No, it's a cool movie. It's one of the movies we have on a loop here at MrSkin.com, where you know, we always have legendary nude scenes playing on our big huge TV in the front, and I've seen this a number of times while I was going to the bathroom. So and while I was in there, I had to enjoy it even more. So anyway, Angelina Jolie and Gia, number one nude scene of 1998. And Andrea, I hope you enjoyed my list. It was fun for me to put together.
Did I enjoy your list? I'm loving your list, and I just want to go back to 1998. I mean, this is epic. We hit them all. Like, what a great list. I definitely.
And I love when you know. I love when you know the era, because sometimes I'm in the 70s and you're a little lost.
I'm like, teach
me, but you always love the nudity and you love to learn about it. But I love when you actually have like real, like you remember seeing these movies or you remember the shows the people were on and all that.
Absolutely. And I'm blown away. You've done it again. And it's really because of the way that you curate, you know. If I don't know it at all, you do a really good job explaining it and teaching me and taking me to an era that I didn't know. And now it's like, you know, a blast from the past and a walk down memory lane. So excellent work. Best nude scenes of 1998. Thanks, Skin.
Yeah, fun stuff. Thanks, Andrew.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.